Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think you guys know by now how I feel about Jimbo and that stuff. That's besides me. That, you know, I don't make those decisions and whatnot, but he was obviously huge for us last year, and I'm excited to, you know, when he is here, to be able to get with him. It's, I obviously love Jimbo, but it's just like anyone. Whenever someone's not here, it's a great opportunity for the guys that are, and, you know, seeing Ray and Ty and, you know, Diev and Frank just get those opportunities. Like, everybody kind of benefits from that, and, you know, but I am excited whenever Jimbo is back with us.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady talking about, well,
Jimbo.
Yeah, if when he comes back, those are important words, you know. I feel like that's the operative word here. When?
Listen.
When? Yet.
And that's what we've,
it's okay.
We've come to the conclusion of, he's your contracted running back one right now. He's going to be your running back one for the regular season.
And if he doesn't show up when he's required, then we could start asking questions.
And he'll pay a fine. Honestly, for someone who wants more to make more money, it'd be a not very smart financial decision to be fined $50,000 for every mandatory minicamp practice you miss.
Yeah, that's not great advice from an agent at that point.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't put it past, but...
Yeah.
On the history with his brother, same agency, I wouldn't put it past, but...
True.
You know.
But I still would think...
I think he would want to hang on to his money, so that even more so makes me think he might want to stay. He might be there.
So you put a pin in... we put a pin in a conversation that you wanted to have earlier in the first hour.
Yes.
And we were talking about the Sabres with J.J. Paterka.
Specifically, yeah. And whether or not what you see his future as, a bridge contract deal, a full long-term contract, or do you trade him away? 60-40, trade him. That's kind of where I'm at. I just want to see where your head was at.
So Matthew Fairburn's written a couple of good articles over the past week.
Mm-hmm.
One about the Sabres in the front office, and another now about J.J. Paterka.
Yeah.
I love Fairburn's work. He's always been great at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
JJ, there is a question of what he can become and what he is now. I mentioned we had to put a pin in this.
We did.
But the Sabres are lacking something within their top six. I said that had to be star talent. What they're also lacking is a true playmaker. Tage Thompson, what do we know him as?
Goal scorer.
Yuri Kulik, what's his biggest quality? NHL caliber shot.
Yeah.
Elite trait. Josh Norris is a goal scorer when healthy.
Absolutely.
JJ, the last 2 years, 27 and 28 goals. This past year, he had 41 assists, so you think maybe JJ's your playmaker. I feel like you need more. Tuck is a balanced kind of player who will...
Oh, he'll help you out.
But he's also... someone that I would rely on to score goals.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of goal scorers in the top.
I don't have enough playmakers. It's why Mitch Marner sounded extra spicy to me. And that's why he's the face of the ideal in this sort of scenario.
Uh-huh.
But if you traded J.J. Paterka, for example, you still have three top-tier gunners for this team and a fourth that's a very good tertiary gunner. And Tuck, if I get a Jason Robertson out of this, if I get... and Elias Pettersson out of this for a trade for J.J. Paterka, fine. Or if the Sabres somehow pull off the miracle and they sign Mitch Marner, J.J. Paterka then becomes a chip that you can use to upgrade your defense. Instantly, a chip to upgrade that. Because now you have a surplus good. Young forward, RFA status, so team would be able to get control. That's a lot of value in a trade piece.
Mm-hmm.
You pair that with some sort of asset, probably ninth overall. You can make a deal for a defenseman that can comfortably sit there next to Owen Power and be the new de facto D3.
That's what you're looking for.
Which is probably – because everything that the Sabres seem to be and Byram, it's like, again, another uncertainty.
Yeah, that's – I was going to ask you, that's the second uncertainty I can really see.
As a matter of fact, you could probably pair Byram and Paterka together if you have questions about their status.
Absolutely.
And give me a player that I won't have a question about at that point, you know? So that's where I'm kind of sitting at this point, which is the uncertainty will figuratively kill somebody.
Again, hypothetically.
Here we are using these words again. But figuratively, it will kill you, drive you up a wall. Hope not literally. I still believe that the Sabres want to retain Paterka. I think that they should retain Paterka. But I also know that if there's a viable upgrade out there, you go and get it. And even if that means that the cost includes J.J. Paterka. I hate saying that. Hate saying that. I love the player as an offensive dynamo in the making.
I think everybody does. He's young and he's showing that promise. Said, but
that said, yeah, the two-way game absolutely still has to get better.
Uh-huh. And I think that would be a good selling. You could sell high on him and his promise, right?
Yeah. And the thing is that Paterka is still also very young. What did I say earlier in this show? You have the youngest team in the league. That does have something to do with athletic primes. It also has to do with maturity overall. Just because you play a bunch of games in the National Hockey League doesn't mean that you have grown wiser automatically because of it.
No.
You're still 23. Do you know how stupid I was at 23?
You know how stupid I am at 22?
I hate that. I hate that entire sentence you just said.
Come on, you knew it was going to come.
I definitely want to make sure that Evan's not jumping for a red button, but man, I had to hold that back. a bunch of hex in my head there for you.
The hex.
Oh, that hurt. But that's exactly the point, though.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone listening, who hasn't been less wise at 23 than they would be at 26? Just because J.J. Paterka has been here for a couple of years in the National Hockey League does not automatically guarantee that he has become this sage full of wisdom because he's played National Hockey League games.
Right.
No, it's not how life works. It's not how people work.
Just because I've reported on something one time doesn't mean I'm now so much wiser and able to just do everything perfectly.
When I got hired here, I was a mess.
Yeah. I wasn't here.
Now I'm actually trusted somehow to host shows. Like, people grow. And it's not just from experience. It's also with age. It's a teacher. Unfortunately, it is a teacher. It could be a harsh one, but a teacher nonetheless. And I think that that happens with people.
You mature mentally around the age of 25. So half of these players.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are my age and younger.
It's terrifying so. when they're elite at like 18, 19. Yeah. And they're already kind of like well-rounded in that aspect. It's like, okay, that's terrifying to me. But... you know, that's like Connor McDavid.
It's the genetic dealing here.
And ready? I'll bring up another case here. Jack Eichel.
Yeah, that's a big case to make, especially at 18, captain of the Sabres.
The captain at 18, but like because Gianta had the C for a couple of years.
Right, a couple of years. But he still was the prodigal son, if you will, yes, of the Sabres and on the front face of the team.
And emotionally, you may not be mature right away when you are given the captaincy.
No, and that's
around
a lot
the
of
age that Paterka is now.
Yeah, that's a lot of attention as well, mm-hmm, and dealing with all that, especially in a city like Buffalo. Josh Allen said it best: if you win games and win the championships, you're immortalized. Jack Eichel had the promise of doing that when he first came here. He was going to be the game changer for the Buffalo Sabres.
Right.
That. On your back, also, and the fans treating you like that, that does something at a young age to you. You're not ready for that.
Yeah. And so now, like, J.J. Paterka, do I expect his defensive game to get better? Yes. Is it going to be linear? Probably not.
No. But that's also the selling point you have.
But J.J. Paterka has also been the one player over the last 3 years that his progression has been linear with his production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right on that.
He's the one player that really didn't take a step back 2 years ago.
The only player who didn't regress.
Actively regress. Like Thompson, it was because of injury.
Right.
Dahlin is Dahlin, but everyone statistically took a step back. Some of them bounced back this past year. Some didn't make it back. Cousins and Quinn have kind of become a little bit of a forgotten thing. The kid line is all but gone at that point.
They're more like the lost boys now.
But the one person that stuck through from that line is the one that we have the questions about of will he sign long-term? And if the Sabres need to use him as a trade piece, the answer is, remember the geometric proofs?
Yeah.
If and only if there is a significant upgrade that I can get, will I be okay with getting rid of J.J. Paterka?
Right. If the return on investment clearly outweighs having Paterka on your team.
If and only if.
Mm-hmm. And here's my question. To follow up,
I got
to
grab a time machine and smack the heck
smack
out
the
of
high school self.
Smack the 16-year-old me right now.
A bridge contract.
That's illegal.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Especially if they don't know who you are. They don't know you're you. But
yeah,
a bridge deal.
That's not good, actually.
Would he be upset with a bridge contract, you think, if you approached him with a bridge deal? You don't think
because
so?
Because there's a little uncertainty with J.J. Paterka about his willingness to stay in Buffalo, for example. It's whispers. There's nothing really proven.
No.
But.
Well, it's the same thing with Byram.
It's chatter.
You don't really know where he's at.
There's chatter. Some of it's unfounded. Some of it's kind of like this, like.
Hypothetical.
Will they, won't they? I also have actions. Nobody's signed anything yet. Okay. That's something. But also, we're in a day and age where like those bridge contracts of like 3-4 years and then you can hit unrestricted free agency, but also have a good cap, like a healthy cap hit, those are coming into being more commonplace in the National Hockey League. Marner's big contract. Matthews's is only 5 years. It's not the full 7 or 8 year deal that you get for a team on a long-term contract. It's a shorter-term deal comparatively.
Mm-hmm.
Those are becoming more commonplace. Now, here's your ultimate sour taste in your mouth, because last week I said this with Owen. All these years that we're all giddy and excitable about maybe getting an offer sheet hanging around, J.J. Paterka is probably the shiniest RFA.
Uh-huh.
And it would kind of be a kick in the knackers if the offer sheet happens and it's J.J. Paterka.
Yeah. So is that more of take advantage of it now like trade him for something instead of.
But the thing is that the team does also have right to match.
Right.
Or you get picks for that, for an offer sheet, for example. Or you do a sign and trade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want him? Let's work something out. Because you have something that I might want that isn't just picks. Let's talk about this. Because otherwise, I'm going to match it. You want him? What you got for me? Let's massage this. So there's other ways around it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of funny. For years and years and years, we want to see RFAs, offer sheets, and that kind of drama, right? Wouldn't it be a real kick in the pants if the most attractive RFA is a Buffalo Sabre?
J.J. Paterka.
If that happens, I'm going after Toronto real fast. Go sign Matthew Nyes. I'm not kidding. If it happens... If that is something that happens, if J.J. Paterka gets an offer sheet, I am screaming from a mountaintop. Go get Matthew Nyes now.
Mm-hmm.
I am fighting just as dirty at that point because general managers take it as a personal slight if you sign somebody to an offer sheet. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Sebastian Aho.
Yeah,
no, Montreal right. Canadiens signed Sebastian Aho to an offer sheet. Carolina matches it, but then all in their feelings, the next chance that they get, Jesperi Kotkaniemi helps vault Montreal to a Stanley Cup final appearance. Carolina overpays on an offer sheet out of spite. It was purely out of spite.
You're 100% right. Pure spite. I always like to see a pure spite move every so often.
Right.
You know? Like, I feel like that.
But that's what RFAs are. If J.J. Paterka gets offer sheeted, the devil on the shoulder. That is what I've been referring... The perfect devil on the shoulder. That is what I've been referring to Jarmo Kekalainen as after being hired as the advisor to Kevin Adams. Jarmo Kekalainen would be the perfect Kermit meme. Do it.
Do it.
The Emperor Palpatine of sorts.
Yeah.
To let Adams get into his saltiness, get into his feels. Do it. We just got offer sheeted. Get someone back.
I hope they would.
I would want to.
Yeah.
Mostly because I love seeing when hockey becomes a very petty business.
It's when it's at its best, at its core.
Yeah. So we'll see what we've got there coming into this. I might ask Brian Colziel this. We'll see if he is available coming up from Batavia Downs. Because guess what? When we're done here...
The Belmont Stakes coming up tonight.
Yeah, so you'll be sticking around a little bit to help with Brian.
Uh-huh.
But we've got Brian Colson on an extended Sports Talk Saturday up around the corner here.
For the ponies.
For the ponies and plenty more show coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.